This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, December 10th. God's word to you today is liberal soul. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 4, verse 29, from the Passion Translation, and it says, "Let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. Do this by speaking words of grace to help them." Something very interesting happened to me. I checked my bank account and I saw that someone had transferred a large sum of money into my account. It was like I was drinking cold water. It is not carnality, it is encouragement. But that is not where I'm going. So I sent a message to the person asking, "Did you send me money?" And she responded, "No, I did not send you money. But how much is it?" So while I was talking to her, I remember that I had borrowed a friend of mine that amount of money, so he was the one that was repaying me. However, she went on to share an experience with me. She said the reason she was asking how much it was is that something similar had happened to her recently. She was trying to send someone money, but ended up sending it to another person altogether. It is an interesting twist of events. The person that received the money called her and was super grateful. The person thanked her so much she could not ask for the money to be returned. She said the person prayed some really deep prayers for her. Prayers such as, "You saved me from shame. Your generation will know no shame." The person's prayer and blessings were so exuberant, even over the phone. When the call ended, she knew it would not be right to tell the person to repay the money, even though it was a lot of money to her. She said after their conversation, she could not help but thank God that at least she had money in her account. What had happened was, the person's prayers and gratitude had actually become a source of encouragement for her. Do not miss what is happening in this scenario. Everybody needs encouragement. Everybody needs some encouragement. Everybody. Ephesians 4, verse 29 says, "Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them." I want to challenge you to start with the people closest to you, your spouse, your children, your staff, your colleagues. You cannot be known for encouraging other men, but do not encourage your husband. You cannot be a super encourager of ladies outside, but you do not encourage your wife. There is something very wrong with that. The Yoruba say, "It is from the house that you take your treasures out." In other words, charity begins at home. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please make me a source of encouragement to my sphere of influence. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.